KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Martin Boozer won the first musher to the Yukon Award early this morning at 2:17. For being the first to Anvik, he won $3,500 in cash and a five-course meal presented by the Millennium Hotel. Lorelei Kinnean has the story in Anvik.
The four-time Iditarod champion arrived to an excited crowd in Anvik this morning. His wife, Kathy Chapatone, greeted him along with her five traveling companions who've been following the trail by snow machine.
Holy
moly! Yeah! All right! Thank you! It's like a rendezvous team here.
Boozer arrived into Anvik happy with the fast dog team. His pace sets him ahead of John Baker's record run set in 2011. Getting in at 2:17 this morning, it places him 4.5 hours ahead of Baker's arrival time 2 years ago. And whatever the time, being the first to the Yukon, Boozer enjoyed a five-course meal prepared by Chef Robert Sidero. Boozer's wife, Kathy Chapatone, accompanied him.
Thank you.
Serving you dinner as well.
Red bean grab, stuffed portobello mushrooms. That is right up my alley. That could be my main course.
Along with the crab stuffed mushrooms came clam chowder, a salad, and a 20-ounce ribeye steak seared and topped with cognac and Alaskan amber sauce. For dessert, a fresh fruit tart. His after-dinner mint, $3,500 in cash. Boozer, the four-time Iditarod champion, won the first to the Yukon Award three other times. The past two times he won the first to the Yukon, he went on to win the Iditarod Trail sled dog race at the finish line in Nome. Martin declared his 8-hour layover in Anvik, the first checkpoint on the Yukon River, and reporting in Anvik, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Two members of the Alaska legislative delegation have expressed concern about the Bureau of Indian Affairs as it considers a new Alaska regional director. In a letter to the Department of the Interior, which oversees the BIA, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich shared the need for prioritizing consideration of Alaska Natives for the position. Murkowski writes that the BIA had disregarded concerns of Alaska Natives by looking at applicants who live outside of Alaska. She emphasizes the need for someone with understanding of the Alaska tribal governance systems in order to assist in improved relations and communication between Alaskan tribes and the BIA. A commuter airline operating in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region has made a second emergency landing in a week. A Cessna 207 operated by Ute Air made an emergency landing on the tundra about 3 miles north of Akiachak on Tuesday. There were two passengers on board. On February 27th, another Cessna 207 operated by the Bethel-based carrier also made an emergency landing just west of Tuluksak. There were 5 passengers aboard. Alaska State Troopers say no one in either incident sustained life-threatening injuries. Both aircraft suffered damage to their nose gears and propellers. President Barack Obama's nominee to lead the Interior Department, REI Chief Executive Sally Jewell, had her time before the Senate Energy Committee on Thursday. APRN's Peter Granitz reports the hearing touched on a whole host of Alaska issues without many details. Jewell spent the morning and part of the afternoon defending the administration's positions on climate change, public lands, and fossil fuels. In her opening statement, Senator Lisa Murkowski, the top Republican on the committee, made clear the spat over a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge would not be an issue at the hearing. She says outgoing Secretary Ken Salazar is to address the issue before leaving office. Instead, Senator Murkowski sought to pin down Jewell on the often dueling roles of the department.
We need you to affirm that public lands provide not just a playground for recreational enthusiasts, as important as that is, but also paychecks for countless energy producers, miners, loggers, ranchers.
Senator Murkowski says she worries about Jewell's environmental leanings, that she'll put conservation in front of energy production. Jewell serves on the board of the National Parks Conservation Association. But Jewell says she is committed to pursuing more oil and gas development on public lands.
We're blessed with many resources on federal lands, and certainly leaning into domestic oil and gas production is an important a part of the mission of particularly the Bureau of Land Management, but also the Department of the Interior.
Jewell also addressed climate change.
There is no question in my mind that it is real, and the scientific evidence is there to back that up.
Hanging over the hearing was Senator Murkowski's threat to filibuster the nomination. Before moving on to the full Senate, the committee needs to vote on the nominee. No vote has been scheduled. An influential Southeast Alaska tribal leader says he supports banning assault weapons. APRN's Ed Schoenfield reports that Tlingitaida's Central Council President Ed Thomas says a proposed ban should not be considered a gun rights issue. Thomas says tribes are strong advocates for the Second Amendment rights, but are not in favor of continuing the utilization of assault weapons. He emphasizes that hunters and fishers have no need for them. Thomas says there's no reason automatic weapons should be in general use. He made his comments last week during an address to the Southeast Conference, a regional organization of business, government, and tribal leaders. The killing of wolves near two villages in the upper Koyukuk River have been stopped because fewer wolves were found than expected. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologists have shot and killed 17 wolves from a helicopter in the interior. Without more being spotted, the aerial hunt has been halted. The department has estimated that there were between 35 and 50 wolves in the area. The goal was to eliminate all the wolves for the next 5 years to help increase moose numbers. An agency spokeswoman says three wolf packs that were originally inside the predator control area had traveled outside the boundary by the time biologists found them and are now off limits. An Alaska senator who has proposed a constitutional change that could impact education says he does not support direct funding for religious or private schools. Senator Mike Dunleavy says he supports the public education system, but he says his goal with Senate Joint Resolution 9 is to clarify that funds used for learning plans for students attending correspondence schools can be used for classes or tutoring through private or religious schools. He says that's happening now, but he says children could be left in a bind if that practice were challenged. The state constitution says public money has to be used for a public purpose. Proposals in the House and Senate seek to change the constitution to allow for money to be used for private or religious schools. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down 80 cents an ounce to $1,578.80. Silver is up 14 cents an ounce to $29.12, with zinc at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 9 o'clock and is expected to depart at 10:02. It is unofficially 30 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.